Hey everyone, and welcome to this deep dive into a really fascinating topic. You know those parts of ourselves that we sometimes try to hide or ignore? Well, that's what we're exploring today with Atiya Lee's book, The Light Within the Dark, Integrating Your Shadow Self.
Sounds intriguing.
Right.
I'm curious.
So the idea here is that we all have these shadow selves, and these aren't necessarily bad things, but rather it's those aspects of ourselves that we haven't fully understood or integrated.
Oh, I see.
And what's really cool about this book is that it approaches this whole process with the heart as the central point.
Oh, wow.
So it's not about being super analytical or critical of ourselves.
Right.
It's more about bringing in compassion and understanding to those hidden parts.
Interesting approach.
Yeah.
I like that.
So to kick things off, can you give us a little breakdown of what exactly the shadow self is?
So according to the book,
okay,
the shadow self is made up of all these emotions, traits or behaviors that we've kind of picked up along the way that we've deemed as unacceptable or wrong.
Oh, so it's kind of like all the stuff we've shoved into a hidden room.
Exactly.
Because we thought it wouldn't be accepted or loved.
Exactly like that.
I see.
And it's not that these things are inherently bad. You know,
right.
It's just that they're often a natural response to trying to protect ourselves or fit in, especially when we're growing up.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah.
So it's not like some evil twin lurking inside.
Right.
It's more like disowned parts of ourselves.
Exactly.
Now, what I found fascinating is how the book talks about the origin of these shadows.
Oh, yeah.
It's not just from negative experiences, but sometimes it's from actually overemphasizing the positive ones.
Right.
So like, if someone was constantly praised for being independent, they might develop a shadow around asking for help.
Exactly.
Because they've learned to over-rely on that one trait.
Yeah. And the book calls this the overdone shadow.
Interesting.
It's those qualities that are great in moderation.
Yeah.
But when they take over, they can create these hidden imbalances.
Oh, I see.
Like always being the strong one could lead to a fear of vulnerability.
So it's like we create these blind spots around those overdeveloped parts of ourselves.
Exactly.
This is really making me think.
Yeah, it's pretty insightful.
Okay, so we've got these shadows forming in all sorts of subtle ways. But how do we actually start working with them?
Well, the book emphasizes journaling
as
a great starting point.
Okay, so like getting those thoughts and feelings out on paper.
Yeah, and there are some really interesting prompts in the book.
Oh, like what?
Well, one that caught my eye was about noticing those qualities in others that really bother us or intrigue us.
Right.
Because those reactions can often reflect aspects we're avoiding or craving in ourselves.
Oh, that's a good point.
Yeah. It's like our intense reactions to others can be a mirror to our own hidden stuff.
Wow. I never thought of it that way.
It's pretty powerful, right?
It is. And what about those times
when
we just completely overreact to things?
Oh, the triggers.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, those are important.
The book suggests seeing them as clues.
Yes, valuable clues.
Instead of just annoyances.
Right.
So it's not about suppressing those reactions, but understanding what they're trying to tell us.
Exactly. So like if you're feeling constantly angry, it might be a sign that you need to set some stronger boundaries.
Or if you're feeling arrogant, maybe it's a sign that you need a little dose of humility.
Exactly. The book really encourages listening to those whispers from the shadow self.
I like that because it's so easy to just brush those things aside.
Right.
But you're saying they're actually valuable.
Yeah, they hold a lot of wisdom.
Okay, so we're starting to see how these shadows can be informative. But it's not all about digging around in the dark, right?
Right.
The book also talks about the heart as this sacred chamber of healing.
It's a beautiful metaphor.
It is, and it seems like it's more than just a metaphor.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
The book actually gives us practical techniques for tapping into this heart space.
It does.
So what are some of those techniques?
Well, some of them are really simple.
Okay.
Like placing your hand on your chest and taking a few deep breaths.
Okay.
Or there's this thing called the ah technique.
What's that?
Where you exhale with a long ah sound.
Oh, I've heard of that.
It's amazing how much tension we hold in our bodies.
Yeah, for sure.
And these little practices can really help release that.
So it's about getting out of our heads and into our bodies.
Exactly.
But how does this heart-centered approach actually heal those shadow aspects?
Well, it's about shifting from judgment to compassion.
Okay.
You know, our minds might want to analyze and fix everything.
Right. always trying to solve the problem.
Exactly. But the heart.
Yeah.
It just holds space for all parts of us.
Even the messy ones.
Especially the messy ones.
It's like offering ourselves that unconditional love.
Yeah.
That we would give to a good friend.
Exactly.
Wow, this is really resonating with me.
It's a powerful shift in perspective.
It is. And the book also provides 4 guided meditations.
Oh, yes.
To help with this process.
Yeah, they're really helpful.
There's one called Embracing the Shadow that I'm particularly drawn to.
I can see why.
Can you tell me a little more about that one?
Well, it's about gently meeting those hidden parts of yourself with curiosity and kindness rather than fear or judgment.
So it's about creating a safe space within.
Exactly. A sanctuary where even the darkest parts can feel seen and heard.
That sounds really powerful.
It is.
But I imagine everyone's experience with this kind of work is different.
Oh, absolutely.
Right.
Some people might feel a deep sense of peace.
Yeah.
While others might stir up some unexpected emotions.
So there's no right or wrong way to experience it.
Exactly. The key is to honor your own pace and trust your intuition.
That makes sense. Yeah. So we've talked about the shadow self, the heart's role in healing, and these guided meditations.
Right.
But how do we actually start to integrate this into our everyday lives?
Well, that's where things get really practical.
Okay, good, because I was wondering about that.
Chapter 5 of the book is all about that.
Oh, perfect.
It's called Creating Space for Healing.
And that's what we'll be diving into next time.
Exactly. We'll explore how to weave shadow work into our daily routines.
Sounds good. I'm looking forward to it.
Me too. It's going to be great.
Welcome back to our deep dive into the light within the dark. Last time we were talking about how even positive traits can cast shadows.
Right.
And how the heart can be this amazing guide.
Yeah.
Through this whole inner work process. So now I'm curious about how do we actually create space for this healing to happen?
Well, chapter 5 gets really practical about that.
Okay.
It's not just about having these big aha moments, you know, during meditation or something. It's about weaving shadow work into our everyday lives.
So it's not like we need to go live in a cave to face our shadows.
Not at all.
Okay, good.
The book really emphasizes taking small, consistent steps.
Okay, so more manageable chunks.
Yeah.
Not a complete life overhaul.
Exactly.
I can handle that.
Yeah. So a good place to start is setting aside just a few minutes each day for reflection.
Just a few minutes.
Yeah. Even just 5 or 10 minutes can make a difference.
That's doable.
Right. It's about making it a sustainable practice.
Right.
Not adding another thing to our to-do lists.
Totally.
And journaling is a really good way to reflect.
Okay. Yeah. Like a brain dump.
Yeah, exactly.
But for the soul.
Exactly. It's about getting all those thoughts and feelings out of your head and onto the page.
And it doesn't need to be super structured, right?
No, not at all. It's not about perfect grammar or anything.
Okay, good.
Just let it flow.
I like that.
Yeah. And another thing to pay attention to is those moments when we react in ways that even surprise us.
Oh, yeah. Like when I totally overreact to something.
Yeah, exactly. The book calls these triggers.
Right. Triggers.
And they can be super informative because they're often clues to deeper emotions or beliefs that we might not even be aware of.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah.
So like if I'm snapping at everyone all the time,
right,
it might not just be that I need more coffee.
It could be.
It could be.
But it might also be a sign that you're feeling really overwhelmed.
Okay.
And need to set some stronger boundaries.
So it's like those reactions are a signal to check in with ourselves.
Exactly.
And the book also talks about noticing patterns, right?
Yes. Are there recurring themes in your life?
Mm-hmm.
Do you keep finding yourself in similar situations or relationships?
Yeah, that's a good point.
Because those patterns can reveal a lot about our shadow aspects.
So it's like those patterns are trying to show us something.
Exactly. They're trying to get our attention.
I'm starting to see how all these pieces fit together.
Yeah, it's all connected.
Okay, so we're journaling, paying attention to trigger spotting patterns.
Mm-hmm.
But how do we make this whole shadow work thing feel safe?
That's such a good question.
Because it can get pretty intense.
It can.
Right.
So that's where creating a supportive environment comes in.
Okay. So what does that look like?
Well, think about your physical space.
Okay.
Can you make it feel calm and inviting?
Okay.
Like light a candle,
mm-hmm.
diffuse some essential oils, put on some soothing music.
Okay. So it's about setting the mood.
Exactly. Create a sanctuary for yourself.
I love that.
And what about when those big emotions start to surface?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking, because I know I can get easily overwhelmed.
So grounding techniques can be really helpful.
Oh, yeah, I've heard of those.
Like visualize roots growing from your feet into the earth.
Okay.
or hold a comforting object. Mm. It's about creating a sense of stability right. when things feel shaky.
I've actually tried that rooting visualization before.
Oh, yeah.
And it really works.
It's amazing.
It is.
Yeah. And another important piece is setting boundaries.
Oh, boundaries, yeah.
Especially if you tend to take on other people's stuff.
Oh, yeah. I do that.
Yeah. It's about protecting your energy and realizing you're not responsible for everyone else's healing.
So it's okay to say no sometimes.
Yeah.
Even to people we care about.
Especially when you're doing this deep inner work, you deserve that space and energy for yourself.
I appreciate that reminder because I think it's easy to forget.
It is.
That we need to take care of ourselves too.
Yeah. Self-care is essential.
Okay. And the book also talks about the power of rituals.
Yes. Rituals can be really powerful.
So like what are some examples?
Well, it can be as simple as lighting a candle.
Okay.
To set an intention before you journal.
Mm-hmm.
Or using sage or incense to clear the energy.
Okay.
Or even writing down those fears and limiting beliefs right. and then burning the paper.
Oh, wow.
As a symbolic act of release.
That's a good one.
It can be really cathartic.
It is. I like that a lot.
Yeah. And with all of this, it's important to remember that progress is more important than perfection.
Oh, yeah. That's a good reminder because I think it's easy to get caught up
yeah.
in doing everything right.
Exactly. So just show up consistently.
Okay.
Even if it's just for a few minutes each day,
mm-hmm.
celebrate those small wins and be patient with yourself.
So no need to become a shadow work guru overnight.
Exactly. Just take it one step at a time.
I like that.
And remember, your intuition is your best guide.
Mm-hmm.
Listen to your inner wisdom.
Okay.
And adjust the practices as needed.
So we're creating a safe space,
mm-hmm.
working with triggers and patterns, using rituals
yeah.
to support the process. What's the ultimate goal of all this shadow work?
That's what the book so beautifully addresses in chapter 7.
Okay.
It's called The Journey of the Heart.
Ooh. Hmm. This sounds like the good stuff.
It is. It's where the real transformation happens.
Okay, but what does that actually look like?
Well, it brings us back to that core idea
okay.
of wholeness and self-acceptance. And it's not some distant destination.
Okay.
The journey of the heart is ongoing.
So we're never really done with this work.
In a way, no, but that's what makes it so beautiful.
Okay.
It's a continuous unfolding.
So how does that play out in real life?
Well, the author shares her personal journey with shadow work,
mm-hmm.
and it's incredibly inspiring.
Okay.
She talks about how facing her own shadows
yeah.
actually led her to discover hidden strengths and a deeper love for herself.
So it's not just about unearthing the bad stuff.
No, it's about finding those hidden gems within ourselves.
That's really encouraging.
And she ends the chapter with this powerful affirmation.
What is it?
Okay, here it is. I open my heart to all the parts of me, those I love and those I'm learning to love.
Wow.
I trust my healing process, knowing each step brings me closer to my wholeness.
Mm.
I am a radiant, complete being made of light and shadow, and both are beautiful. I honor myself exactly as I am. I am that I am.
That's beautiful.
It is, right?
It's like a reminder that we're not broken or incomplete.
Mm-hmm.
We're already whole, even with all those messy shadow parts.
And that's such a liberating realization.
It is. It makes me want to keep exploring this shadow work thing.
That's the spirit.
Even when it gets tough.
Yeah, remember, it's a journey, not a race.
Speaking of journeys, we're about to embark on the final part
yeah.
of our deep dive into the light within the dark.
I'm excited to see what we discover.
Welcome back to our deep dive.
Mm-hmm.
Feels like we've been on quite a journey.
It has.
With the light within the dark.
Yeah, exploring those hidden parts of ourselves.
Exactly. We've covered a lot of ground.
We have.
Talking about creating a safe space for this work,
mm-hmm.
working with triggers and patterns,
right.
using rituals, and that ultimate goal of embracing our wholeness.
It's been quite the exploration.
It has, but now I'm curious about how this all actually plays out in our daily lives.
Yeah, that's the big question, right?
It is. Luckily, chapter 6 tackles that head on. It's called Integrating Shattered Work into Daily Life.
I like that title.
Yeah, and what I appreciate is that it encourages us to start small.
Oh, that's good, because it can feel overwhelming.
Exactly. It debunks that myth that you need hours of dedicated time
right.
for shadow work.
Yeah.
Even setting aside just 5 or 10 minutes each day
mm.
for reflection
yeah.
can make a huge difference.
That feels much more doable.
It does. It's about creating a sustainable practice.
Right.
Not adding another item to our already overflowing to-do list.
Exactly. And instead of trying to tackle everything at once.
Okay.
The book suggests choosing one specific shadow aspect to focus on.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah. So, like, if you're struggling with perfectionism,
okay,
you could just zero in on that for a while.
So really hone in on one thing at a time.
Exactly. And the book offers specific techniques for different shadow aspects.
Oh, like what?
Well, if you're dealing with a lot of negative self-talk,
mm-hmm,
it suggests using affirmations.
Okay, affirmations.
Yeah, to kind of counter those critical thoughts.
I've heard about affirmations.
Yeah.
But sometimes they feel a bit cheesy to me.
I know you mean.
Any tips on making them more effective?
Well, it's about finding what resonates with you.
Okay.
Experiment with different wording.
Mm.
Try writing them down.
Okay.
Or even saying them out loud in front of a mirror.
Though.
The key is to really feel the truth of the words,
yeah,
not just recite them mechanically.
So it's about infusing them with our own energy.
Exactly.
And intention.
Yeah.
Okay. And the book also emphasizes the importance of self-care.
Oh, yes. Self-care is crucial.
Especially during this process.
Especially when things get heavy.
Right. Because shadow work can bring up some intense emotions.
It can definitely stir things up.
So what are some good ways to practice self-care?
Well, anything that nourishes your mind, body, and soul.
Okay, so like what specifically?
Taking a long bath, spending time in nature, listening to music, connecting with loved ones, or even just curling up with a good book.
Okay, so just giving ourselves permission to rest and recharge.
Exactly. It's like replenishing the well.
So we don't burn out.
Exactly.
Makes sense. And now I'm drawn to the final chapter.
Oh, yeah.
Embracing your wholeness.
It's a beautiful chapter.
It feels like the culmination of everything we've explored.
It is. It's about recognizing that both our light and our shadow make up the tapestry of who we are.
And that embracing that wholeness is not a destination.
It's a process.
It's an ongoing process.
Exactly.
So it's not like we reach some magical state of perfect self-acceptance.
Right.
And then we're done.
No, not at all.
Okay, good.
It's about continuously evolving, expanding our capacity for self-love.
Okay.
And celebrating every step along the way.
Even the messy ones.
Especially the messy ones.
I like that because I think I'm always striving for that perfect version of myself.
But there is no perfect version.
Right.
There's just you and all your beautiful, messy human glory.
That's a good reminder.
And the more you can embrace that. Yeah.
The more authentic and fulfilling your life becomes.
Wow, that's powerful. And it brings us to the end of our deep dive into the light within the dark. Integrating your shadow self.
It's been quite a journey.
It has. We've gone from feeling a little apprehensive about this whole shadow concept.
Yeah, I remember.
To understanding its transformative potential.
It's amazing how much our perspective can shift.
It is. We've learned about the nature of the shadow self. The healing power of the heart.
Right.
Practical techniques for integration.
Yeah.
And that ultimate goal of embracing our wholeness.
It's all about coming home to ourselves.
It is. And before we go, I want to leave our listeners with a question.
Okay.
What small step can you take today to create a more welcoming space?
Yeah.
For all parts of yourself?
That's a beautiful question.
Maybe it's spending a few minutes journaling. Noticing your triggers without judgment.
Yeah.
Or simply offering yourself a moment of compassion.
Every act of self-love counts.
It does so. Until next time, keep exploring.
Yes. Keep growing and keep shining your light. Even on those shadowy parts.
Because it's in the integration of both.
Yes.
That we truly discover our wholeness.
Exactly. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive.
It's been a pleasure.